At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to Inner Growth Bites, your quick dose of mindset shifts and positive reminders to fuel your personal growth. In just a few minutes, you'll get a powerful insight to help you realign, refocus, and move forward in your day with more intention. Let's get growing.
We're going to talk about reacting versus responding. This is something I think a lot of people struggle with. You know, when you react so quickly and you blurt things out and you get frustrated with yourself because you reacted and you fall to this whole loop of self-judgment. And more people, I think, are realizing that they do this, and then they want to work through it and they want to figure out how to stop overreacting or reacting too quickly and start responding from a more grounded place. The difference between responding and reacting is choice. When you are reacting, they are in control. When you respond, you are. When you are in a conversation with someone and they say or do something that triggers an overreaction in you, you give your power away and you give them control over yourself, because you're not giving them a reply that is coming from a place of centeredness in what you actually want to say. It's almost like you don't have control and you just kind of give them an answer too quickly. And I have definitely struggled with reacting in my life. And I think because I'm someone who's very fiery, I'm someone who has a lot of opinions, sometimes I'll just say things really fast. And then in retrospect, I'm like, I could have said that better. Or maybe I said something that I didn't mean 100% because I was too quick to say something. Now, I made a little list of kind of a compare and contrast between reacting and responding. I'm just going to go over what goes under reacting and what goes under responding. So when we react to something, usually that's immediate, right? It's really quick. We just blurt something out, and it's usually emotional. It's usually coming from your emotions and from how that situation made you feel. And sometimes emotions can feel very overwhelming, especially if you're a little bit like me and tends to be very sensitive. When our emotions run high and we speak really fast, usually we are reacting. We are not responding. Reactions also have kind of a short-term outlook. You're just kind of like narrowed in and zoomed into the situation that you are in right now, and you're not considering how what you're about to say or how this situation itself kind of ties into the overall course of your life, the overall relationship, the overall situation. And we usually kind of like overemphasize how intense this certain situation is in our brain, and that causes us to blur something out or to be too quick to answer or to react. Also, when we react, it leads to premature conclusions. We're making assumptions about what that person is saying, or we think that we know what they're about to say, and we just jump to conclusions too quickly instead of taking a step back and being like, maybe this could mean this, but it could also mean X, Y, Z, and all these other options. Also, I think the hardest part about reacting is that it results in poor communication. And I think this for me is like the hardest part about it, because usually the other person isn't going to hear you in the best way. They're also not going to understand you in the best way, and probably the way you want them to understand you. And also, as a result, that can escalate conflict and can make the conversation more challenging, the relationship more challenging, the situation more challenging versus making it more peaceful and making it easier to solve. It can lead to both people, both yourself and the person on the receiving end, getting defensive, getting reactive. So usually, like, when we overreact or we raise our voice or we blurt something out or we make a comment too quickly, the other person isn't going to be able to understand you as well as if you are responding and coming from a more grounded place and are in control of your words. Now, what's the difference? What is responding? How does that differ from reacting? So when we respond, that means that we're really thinking through what we want to say. And it's a well thought out response and a reply. Usually, to be able to respond, we're taking what we heard or what we saw or what we experienced, and we're putting it in context with what's going on around us. And we're taking a little bit of a step back to zoom out and be like, okay, here's what's going on. this person said this and it made me feel that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when we are able to do that, right, when we take a step back and we analyze the situation and we kind of come up with a thought out response, that results in understanding and that results in compromise. The person on the receiving end is able to better understand you and what you're trying to say and where you're coming from and how the situation is making you feel, etc. And that can make the conflict kind of dissipate. It can kind of make it more amicable, and you're on that person's side and also on your own side, right? You're in control and you're able to contribute to peace and contribute to a more kind of like peaceful resolution to the situation. Last but not least, it shows that you have really thought this through, right? It presents knowledge. It presents that you really considered what's going on and took time to think, etc. Now, here's a couple of things that I wanted to note. The first thing is that usually it is most frequent or most common for us to overreact when we're either with our significant other or with our parents or our siblings or our family members. And if this happens to you, if you feel like you lose control or you say things you don't mean or you overreact when you are with these people, you're not alone. This happens to a lot of us. And learning to grow from this and taking the time to switch this pattern around also takes a little bit of time. And so be really kind to yourself if you are trying to work on this and you feel like you're not being perfect at it. Because even for myself, like as I have worked through my tendency to overreact, I have slipped up many times, and usually I can be very self-critical and I can beat myself up about it. Like, will I ever be able to be 100% peaceful and never overreact? And it's not about perfection. It's about taking steps towards improving in this pattern. And that's what I keep reminding myself, that I have come a really long way over the years and I'm a lot better, but it doesn't mean that I have arrived at the finish line and I still have things to learn and grow from this pattern. And I can continue showing up and improving over and over and over with each opportunity that I have to show up as a more calm, grounded version of myself in these situations. Now, the second point I wanted to make is if you're someone who struggles a little bit with perfectionism, this can be extra hard, because when we think that we have to be perfect, a lot of the times we think that other people expect an immediate answer from us. And so if someone comes to you and invites you to something or kind of proposes an opportunity, you think you have to give them an immediate answer. Or someone says something to you that is like maybe a feedback or maybe something that's not so great, or it's an area of improvement for you, because you are in this perfectionist mindset where you think you have to appease everyone and everyone has to see you as someone who has their shit together all the time, then if you feel like their perception of you as a quote unquote perfect person or put together person is at risk, then you're going to get really like reactive because you want to protect that identity of you of like, I have my shit together. And then the last thing too is that when you are reacting, a lot of the times it's because your nervous system is just out of whack. And so as I've started to work on this pattern, something I tell myself, like a mantra that I like reminding myself of, is I choose peace over conflict, or I choose peace over being right. And just remembering that when you choose to respond, you're also choosing peace. You're choosing to not overwhelm your nervous system. So as you start to regulate your nervous system and like meditate more, or just like take 2 to 3 minutes after your workout to like actually cool down, as you do these little things over time, you will naturally help this pattern. But it's not only about that, right? It also has to be a conscious effort. Like taking a step back and asking for a little bit of space or asking for a little bit of time. And you can ask for that from a kind place. You can practice deeper breathing while you're noticing this within yourself, and then just be like, if I say something right now, it's not going to come out right. So let me just think about this. Or I feel a little bit overwhelmed right now. Like I need a little bit of time just to process what's going on, and then I can give you an answer. Just figure out how you can communicate in a loving way that will express your need for like time to process. And then you can, you know, approach a new conversation from another place that is grounded in a well thought out approach, that is grounded in analyzing and evaluating the situation. And then you can express what you think. Once you're able to understand how you feel and what you need when you feel certain things, and then be able to react instead of respond, you're also going to start being kinder to yourself. And in doing that, you're also going to be able to understand other people's emotions a little bit better. And maybe you just have to take a little bit of a moment to realize, like, what about you? What causes you to overreact? What are patterns that come up where you do react? And what could that mean about you, or what you have to learn about yourself, and how do you best process those things? Like, usually do you find yourself thinking about the situation like afterwards and being like, damn, I wish I had said XYZ? Or do you usually get mad at yourself because you said things you didn't mean, or because of your tone of voice, or all of the above? Like, what does it mean to you, and how does reactivity make you feel, and what are the triggers for you specifically? And then once you identify those triggers, you're able to start being more emotionally intelligent and more self-aware in those situations when you do feel this escalated like fight or flight response inside of you, and this need to be heard and this need to blurt out an answer. And you're able to notice that like you're trying to give someone an answer right away. You're being really emotional. And over time, it gets better. And we're all growing through it. It's something that a lot of people struggle with. And I think most of us struggle with this, again, within our families and within our relationships. And these are the people that are probably the most important to us. And so learning to work through this and improve through this is really important. And it's something that you'll continuously do as long as you're being conscious and intentional.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.